DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubba-lubba-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Welcome to Not Another Podcast. I'm James.
I'm Dan.
Meh.
I'm Sam.
Yes.
Sam and Meh with us.
Meh.
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 Okay, so, question.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's Answer. Seen the latest episode of Game of Thrones, right?
Yes.
I have not watched the one Sunday, so if you guys spoil this, I will come over and hunt you guys down.
Arya does.
So we have something to talk about next week.
So Samantha's going to talk about Game of Thrones.
Am I the only one who's seen it?
No, I've seen it.
Everyone but Bryce.
No, I just didn't have time yesterday. We were out late for Mother's Day, so
Boo.
We're going to watch it tonight.
Cool.
Well, that's the show. Thank you very much, everybody.
I'm glad you all tuned in.
We had something, but not anymore. Fuck Bryce.
Fucking Bryce.
Fuck you guys. Fuck you, man.
Hey. Heard that. Dick.
I'm Bryce. I haven't seen Game of Thrones yet.
Meh. Mm-hmm.
I would tread very wisely.
Again, you can't kill me, homie. Then you have to do my job.
No, I'll be in prison at that point, so I don't have to do your job.
Well, fair enough. Are you planning to get caught?
No, but it'll probably be so brutal.
You really suck at this, bro.
They'll have the entire FBI hunting for me.
When he's in prison, he'll just get super swole.
Yeah.
And then he'll break out and then come kill James.
Oh,
I'm okay with that.
They're recording in the same room right now.
Oh, that's true.
That's awesome. I don't feel bad about this plan.
I wasn't going to say
shit. I'll see the news and I'll tweet article and say thoughts and prayers.
They're sitting right across from each other.
Hit like button. Across?
I'm going to kill you just so you won't come over here.
Smash their skulls together so hard they become one.
At that point, it's just a principle thing.
Yeah. Then it's only one murder.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to put on my infinity gauntlet that Jim sent, and I'm going to snap my fingers and wish Danny away.
Aww. All you have to tell me is you don't want me on the show anymore. I get it. Fuck you guys.
So we're going to Comic-Con in Seattle in June, and we're going to meet a bunch of people, and Dan's going to hate me.
Why?
Awesome.
Emerald
we're going to meet Chris Evans.
Dirty bastard.
And Josh
Chris
Carlin.
Is doing the
well, that's cool.
Circuit?
And Zoe Saldana.
I what? He might as well. Chris Evans.
Yeah,
he's been on the circuit.
He was supposed
to come
last year, and he had to cancel because he had a family emergency. So I think this is kind of a makeup for that.
I wish he would come to Rose City, because then I would actually get to see him. Because honestly, going up to Seattle is just not in my books.
Yeah, Seattle's kind of hard to do. Yeah. I'd like to go to Emerald City, because supposedly it's a lot better than Rose City, but I think Rose City, having only been to the one, I think Rose City's pretty goddamn good.
It's
so
not bad.
Especially
ranking them, I would say Emerald City is probably one of the most well-organized. They don't get the big names. The ones that get the big names are Ace and Wizard World.
Yeah.
Okay, having done Wizard World, yeah, they get the big names. But the
they are not organized.
Is shit.
Yeah.
It is garbage.
See, yeah, they are not organized.
And it's expensive.
Yeah.
Really
Ace is even more expensive.
I mean, most Comic Cons in general aren't really cheap if you want to get autographs from people that you actually give a crap about. Like for this, for instance, this year, Josie's super excited. And I am too. We get Tim Curry coming to this one.
I was just talking to my wife about Tim Curry, and I bet it's going to be really expensive to get a picture with him.
I would imagine it's probably not going to be anything more than $100.
Do it to get a picture with Darkness.
Dude, right?
Yeah, it's not expensive at all.
Or Hexus, or, you know, good old Frankenfurter.
You know, I know that's what everyone's going to, like, want to talk to him about, but he's done, like, his fucking
His filmography is really impressive.
Amazing, yeah.
And that's the thing, too. It's like, I asked Josie, I was like, so I know you're getting Rocky Horror. She's actually got an Eddie costume kind of dialed up for it. So she's going to go as Eddie. And I was like, so am I going as Frankenfurter or Columbia? What are we doing? And so she was trying to talk me into it. It's like, you know what? To meet Tim Curry, yeah, I'd rock it. I don't give a fuck.
I'm going to send you guys the link to the Ace ticket costs for photo ops and stuff.
Oh, gotcha.
You guys can have a heart attack.
I've not been to any sort of Comic-Con ever.
Gold.
Oh,
you're missing out. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I would say, like, because I hadn't been to one ever until last year. And it's actually...
Really?
Especially, yeah.
Was that your first one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I would say, especially for someone like you, Samantha, who lives in the nerd culture world,
mm-hmm.
it's definitely yeah. worth going to. But do your research on it.
Right.
Honestly, I just shot from the hip the first year we went, because we went to go get an autograph from Jim Cummings our very first year. And that was it. That was all we really had the budget for. But I really enjoyed myself the first year. And then the second
honestly,
year, it was just so much better.
Like the same price. I always go with the picture.
See, I go for the autograph.
Autograph's just a signature. I could fake that.
That's true.
Picture is like real proof.
Yeah, the photo ops are some of the most enjoyable, especially depending on who you meet. Like,
plus, you get to touch them.
Who wants too. To fucking touch me?
Look, on my wall, I have 3 restraining orders.
That's an autograph. I mean, you know.
Yeah, they have to sign it.
Yeah, they have to sign it, so it goes with the picture.
That's fair.
But, depending on who you meet, too, it makes it even more enjoyable. We met Felicia Day at Rose City
awesome.
Last year, and she is the sweetest, most amazing person you'll ever meet.
I have such a girl crush on her. I'm so happy to hear that she's nice.
Oh, she's amazing. So we had our son with us, and a lot of times the people make stipulations that kids get to come to the front first. So families with like young kids get to come up first,
nice.
Get their autograph or photo, and then they can go.
So reasons to have children.
We got up there real quick, and she spent a bunch of time talking with us and talking to our son. And she actually gave him a little stuffed toy.
Aww.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. And then Ezra Miller was the same way. Fucking awesome guy.
Nice.
Yeah. Felicia, We had like a pose in mind, and when we told her, she kind of looked at my wife and went, "Are you okay with this?" Because it's me and Felicia hugging, and we're both pushing my wife out of the
doing picture. The stiff arm right to the face.
So that's our Comic-Con pose now. Whenever we go to and meet, the only one we didn't do was with John Barrowman, and the reason we didn't do it, and we were going to do it because he's gay, we're going to do me and Barrowman,
right?
The reason we didn't do it is because the people in front of us, we actually gave them a super cool idea and they used it. And there's like, and we were like, we can't follow that.
Standard like, old picture for us.
It was
us.
Like 3 guys and a girl. And so I told the guys, it's like, you guys all get down by his legs and hold his legs and look up at him and worship. And then the girl just stands behind with like her arms crossed, like, what the hell? And they did it. And it was awesome. And when they came out, they showed us the picture. It was like, thank you for the idea. We never would have come up with this.
That is awesome.
We just looked at it with our picture and like, we should have done that.
Man. Swing and a miss.
Yeah, we're doing the one with Chris Evans with the shield, which is going to be pretty cool.
Fuck yeah, dude. Cool. That's badass.
Yeah. I was actually wondering too. Do you think he travels around with his own, or do you think the con provides it? Because I know there's a guy that makes like replicas.
I have a
like
feeling
really
the con probably.
He's probably gotten so many shields from cons that people.
Yeah,
have
I know.
That
he's well, he's also got a suit. I'm pretty sure he's taken a couple suits.
No, yeah, he actually he had a bet with Chris Pratt a couple of Super Bowls ago. Yep. Over the New England Patriots versus the Seahawks.
They went to, like, in the costumes.
Yep. The running rule was whoever lost had to go in costume to a children's hospital and, you know, do photos and shit like that. Yeah. And, yeah.
Bryce, you need to get yourself a cosplay Winter Soldier arm before that happens so you can wear that.
That'd be pretty cool.
You gotta get swole first, bro.
I don't know how much of a bet that is. because they're required
they do it anyway.
By Disney to do that anyway.
Well, yeah,
most
and
of them do it anyway just because.
Yeah, but they're also contractually obligated.
Well, and on top of that, it was a matter of both of them went to the hospital, just one of them was in suit. That's all. So it was a matter of anyway. Well, since Chris Pratt lost,
suited up too. So there we go.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Bryce, you should go with the. You should go as Winter Soldier and dress the kid up in like a really tiny Iron Man suit.
Oh!
That would be awesome.
That'd be pretty cool.
He could be a tiny Black Panther.
I got a helmet you can borrow. It'd be really big for him, but
it would just be adorable.
Actually, Lucas should go as the Winter Soldier, and you should go as Iron Man.
I should go as dead Iron Man. I should just be dust.
Oh my god!
I actually have a helmet. We could just like put some duct, some electrical tape crosses over the eyes, so it's got the
cartoon. With the tongue hanging out.
That'd be funny.
See, and that's the fun part I find about Comic-Cons is just having a chance to basically, you know, play out old school Halloween love by dressing up and going out and hanging out with a bunch of lunatics who love to do the same shit. It's actually a lot of fun.
Dressing up in the costume, it's like it's an extra Halloween.
Yeah, it is.
And it's so much fun. Bryce, I just had another idea for Lucas. He can go as the tiniest, cutest, incredible Hulk.
Yes! Little green baby.
Oh, shoot.
Or he could be Baby Thanos. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Baby Thanos.
We're meeting Brolin, so.
Well, dude, there you go. Dress up as Cap. He can dress up as Thanos, and then when you meet him, yeah.
Winter Soldier.
I guess. If he wants to be a punk. Fucking Bucky.
Well, guess who's still alive?
Yeah, fucking Bucky. Cap got to live 2 lifetimes, though, homie, so, you know.
Spoilers!
Just saying.
Did you not seen it, James?
Dude, fuck real. Have you not seen it?
Dude, I saw
it's been long.
Fuck whoever hasn't. So, yeah. No, and technically speaking, still alive. So, you know, there's that. Enjoy that.
Do I have to?
Yes.
I don't want to.
But you're gonna.
No, I'm not.
Say thank you, sir. May I have another?
Fuck you.
You're going to take it and you're going to like it.
Yes. See what Bryce said.
Lucas could be the tiniest, cutest Doctor Strange. With the cape.
Fucked up with the time stone. Or you could put him in an Ant-Man costume. That would at least be funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could be a big Ant-Man. You could be a little Ant-Man.
Could get him a full-size suit.
Regular-size Ant-Man.
That would be fucking funny. See, and again, shit like this is why I think it to myself. It's like, you know, maybe there is a reason to have a kid.
You know, yeah, I know, right? This is why I want kids.
Right up until, like, age, like, 10, I think that's when shit starts getting really screwy. But up until that point, fucking gaggle of laughs.
That's what military school is for.
Right.
You're 10, it's time to grow up. God. You don't want to dress up for the con? Military school!
I'm going to put you in some kind of uniform, motherfucker.
Actually, Bryce, you know, a really good idea for Lucas, dress him up as Chucky.
Yeah.
If we were meeting Mark Hamill, that'd be pretty funny.
Have you guys seen that new trailer?
Yes.
I haven't seen the one with the laugh yet.
I have. I don't know.
Yeah, I have major
Chucky
reservations.
Chucky is feeling. Chucky is Brad Dourif. Brad Dourif is the voice of Chucky. I love Mark Hamill, I really do. He's voiced hundreds of fucking things that I love. But Brad Dourif is Chucky. If you do not have the Brad Dourif, you do not have the Chucky. I'm sorry.
I refuse that on the basis of Robert Englund is Freddy Krueger.
Was going to bring that up too. I was going to say that too.
Jackie Earle Haley played an amazing fucking Freddy Krueger.
He did.
The movie he
did not.
That movie
was garbage from beginning to end.
It was hot garbage.
But Jackie Earle Haley as Freddy was fucking badass.
I would disagree, but only only in the respect.
The very first fucking Freddy.
Yeah.
The fucking scary ass Freddy.
But the thing about it is
that movie was shit.
Well, and that really kind of undermines any wonderful performance you might have had, because to be quite honest, it's one of those things where I'm walking into the new Chucky movie knowing full well that, A, it's not Brad Dourif. He's not dead. And he still has the best fucking voice for him alive, so the fact that they decided not to go with him...
Wait, did they decide, or did he refuse?
Actually, I think he refused because the guy who wrote the original Child's Play is not involved in this new one. This new one basically is the studio taking the concept and say, well, we own it, so we're going to do what we want with it. And they were both like, well, fuck you then, I guess.
Yeah, but if the studio has the right, the guy who wrote it doesn't own it.
Because X-Men was such a good movie, right? So when studios take things and just decide to put their own flair and twist on it, that works out so good.
Well, that's the problem, is the studios have no flair.
Right?
Yeah, she made my point for me. Just because a studio owns it and decides to do something with it doesn't mean that it's going to be good. But what I'm saying is the writer didn't own it. Dorff didn't own it. So if the studio decides to make a new movie, they have no say in it.
I really enjoyed the newer Child's Play movies, the Cult of Chucky and things
I
like
did
that.
Too. Because those Cult of Chucky.
They were genuinely trying to move it away from the campy, stupid, silly shit that it had been in the past and try to actually put a real horror spin on it. And Brad Dorff's daughter does a wonderful job in it. And I really enjoyed that. So the fact that they're just like, okay, well, that had some mild success and people seem to be digging it. We're going to remake the first one and put a bit more gore porn in it because we can. And it's like, okay, yeah, I'll wait until that fucker's on Sci-Fi.
I'm completely reserving my judgment until I see it.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I don't have high hopes for it, only because I was let down by so many other movies that I was really excited about. Super hyped about. My boyfriend was like, Sam, this is not going to be that good. And I'm like, shut up, it's going to be amazing. And I was like, I've been let down so hard. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, I have reservations. I think Mark Hamill sounds great. You know, he's creepy, he's scary, love it. Okay, cool. I'm fine with the fact that they got someone else for the voice, cool, whatever. Not whatever, because the other guy's totally iconic. But, you know, I'm okay with who they picked. Mm-hmm. I'm worried. The CGI looks cheesy as hell.
Mm-hmm.
It looks cheesy. And that's going to negate from any sort of creepiness that it has. I think it looks cheesy.
Yep.
And it could just be that the trailer isn't completely rendered and maybe the movie will come out different because that has happened in the past. We've seen it.
Yeah.
But that trailer looks cheesy.
See,
AF.
I think you always run into a problem when you do a remake / reboot because fans...
We want new material, dude. Take the old and make new. I get that. But don't just rehash the old. There's no fucking point. The story's established. The fans of it are going to be the fans of it. Trying to make new fans for a new generation on the same old shit, it's like, you know, it's kind of pointless at that point.
Okay, there's two problems with that. Number one, there's nothing out there that's scary anymore. Every trope in horror has been done to death.
Yeah, to some degree.
So...
I see what you did there.
It's really hard in this day and age to take an original idea and make a horror movie. I think the last good, decent original idea was Cabin in the Woods.
Well, and I
love that movie.
I would argue The Witch.
Yeah, but it's still a witch story. It's still witchcraft. It's still...
But
that story's been done.
It really hadn't, though. Not like that.
Yes,
and that's... Name one other movie that had genuinely not showed you the monster so much as just had that
Dude, a movie
happen.
That doesn't show you the monster?
Well, again, show me a movie that's as good as The Witch. I will concede defeat. Oh, another good movie, though, that's really good that I did genuinely enjoy. It's on Netflix. It's called The Ritual. It's about this group
of
five guys... starts off, one of their buddies dies during, like, a robbery at a fucking... You know, some sort of like little quickie mart. And so like a year and a half later or something like that, they go on this trip to kind of scatter his ashes up on this trail that he wanted to walk with them all. And on the way, they get lost. And check it out. It's genuinely a good movie. It has an interesting feel to it. I guess that'd be the best I can give you without trying to spoil too much.
Okay, so there's Danny's movie recommendation. But going back to the idea of remakes and reboots... Again, I think, at least as far as the horror genre goes, there are only so many ways you can torture / kill a victim. There are only so many killer tropes, supernatural tropes, monster tropes, and they've been done to death. So really, the only thing we can do is try and update older ideas for horror.
See, I disagree with that because look too. At Jordan Peele.
Look at what?
Jordan
look
Peele.
Look at Jordan Peele.
Get Out.
Okay, but it's
still the same. And look at people like Eli Roth.
Yeah, Eli Roth
looks torture porn.
Eli
Roth is the king of torture porn. You can't even call that really horror.
It's just
a movie to make you uncomfortable. I mean, because it's a genre, it's a subgenre of horror.
But the thing is Saw did it before him, so all he was doing was rehashing Saw.
He was just ramping up the gore aspect of it.
And honestly, the kidnap, brainwash, kill thing that Jordan Peele's done, it's been done.
But here's the thing. Everything's been done. Cool. That's I get that. I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you. But every person is going to bring a different flair to it as long as we let the artists be the artists. The problem, and I agree with Danny on this, is that you have studios and producers coming in saying, no, we're going to do it this way, when they don't care as long as they make their money. They don't care about the art. They don't care about the audience.
Nope, they're selling a name.
As long as you let artists do what they're going to do, they're going to bring something fresh or bring a fresh spin to a classic tale. I don't care if this tale has been told a million times. You're going to tell it your way, and there's going to be something different in it. And it could be better, it could be worse, it could be the same. And you have to give them all a chance. And that's the same across all genres.
And I'm not arguing that. But again, horror is the one genre that is guaranteed money. Everyone loves a good scare. Most people love a good scare.
That's why there's no horror in the Oscars. They don't want it there.
Yeah.
Because horror, I would argue, is not seen as a true art or a true genre because they're like, it's scary. Oh my gosh. It takes work to scare people too. Uh-huh. So there's just as powerful performances. It's just as eerie as like any, you know, mystery drama that you're going to see. So like, horror fans are.
Now we're getting off into a whole other subject with why it's not in the Oscars. I agree. Horror, not being in the Oscars is a crime against anyone who's made a horror movie.
Or a movie in general.
But that's a different issue. We're talking about the originality of horror movies in this day and age. Did Bryce die?
I know. I don't know where he went.
He's just quietly listening.
I don't care so much about horror movies, so I'm just listening to you guys have at it.
All right. Well, then fuck you, Bryce.
Bryce, not horror movie aside, how do you feel about – what's your opinion about this whole culture we have right now about updates, reboots, refreshes, redos? And like just look at what Disney's doing. So what are your thoughts in general on this reboot culture we've got going on?
Meh. No.
And that's it for our show. We'll talk to you next week.
Peak of the show. I don't care too much. I mean, if they want to redo it, they can redo it. If I don't like it, I won't see it. I mean, for the most part, movies are getting better, I think, than they had been. So they can improve on some of the reboots, but...
I think
all right, I do have a question to follow up this conversation, but continue, Bryce.
I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, everyone's entitled to their opinion, whether they want to see a reboot or not.
Right.
The studios are going to do what they're going to do, no matter what people say.
Yeah. I just wish they would bring...
And they're going to make money, no matter what.
Here's the thing, too, is it's like the studios, I mean... One of my issues that I have is they love to run the popular idea into the dirt. And, I mean, case in point, as you said before, James, there is very little to originality these days. But you look at movies like... Wait. Where I'm going with this is, simply put, the story had been told before. Look at Annabelle versus Child's Play. They took the same concept of a living nightmare doll that's coming to kill you in some way, shape, or form and swapped it out for a psychopathic murderer who implanted his soul via voodoo versus a demonically possessed
well, inanimate object. Well,
but if you want to take it a step further, you've got Twilight Zone, which did it in the 50s with the evil murder doll.
Well, and in all fairness, this all stemmed from a doll that actually has some lore built into it.
Yeah.
I can't remember
his
fucking
name. Yeah, the Raggedy Ann
doll. Oswald or something like that, I think is his name. But yeah, the cursed doll. But I mean, and again, but you look at people who have went out and bought tickets for Annabelle. They were getting Child's Play, just kind of dressed up in a different sense. Now, if you asked them, it's like, well, you know, Annabelle is just a fucking remake of Child's Play. Everyone would go, no, no, that's not it at all. It's completely fucking different. It's like, well, yes. And that's where I think Sam was talking about, how people are going to take these old tropes or these old story concepts and give them new life. And people will see it as a new story without even making the connection of this shit's been done before. You know, and that's okay. I'm actually really okay with that. I'm not okay with them taking a pre-established story and just saying, well, it hasn't made money in a while, so let's just up the budget and try to get after the fan base. To me, it's more pandering than I'm willing to give into. And much like with Sam, I've been burned far too many times by remakes that I don't fucking care about them anymore. I think they're a waste of my fucking time. That being said, my question to each of you, what was one movie you were so disappointed with you either A, left the theater or just stopped watching the movie? Like, you were excited about it going into it, but just gave up halfway and was just like, this is fucking garbage.
Okay.
Don't say Twilight. It doesn't count.
Well, I wasn't particularly excited about this movie because Ryan and I went into it thinking it wasn't going to be good, but it was confirmed terrible. And at the end, we were just laughing at how ridiculous it was. And we talked about leaving, but we were like, no, movies are way too expensive now. We're staying till the end. and that was Ready Player One.
I
did not like that one at all. I thought it was so bad. And then I was pumped, super hype, bow, 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 for Predator. And that one was a big letdown, too. All
right. James?
The second Hobbit movie.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
The small one.
Desolation of Smaug.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was ready to walk out, like, within 20 minutes.
Oh. Bryce?
And I almost didn't go see the third one because of it. I didn't, and I probably would have been better off not going to see the third one.
Trying to think. I could tell you a movie that I thought was going to be good that ended up being total shit because I came in halfway through and I already knew the ending was The Village. It was fucking garbage.
Oh, yeah.
That was hot garbage.
That's
I literally came in halfway through the movie and within 10 minutes I was like, yeah, this is what's going to happen. This is where the fucking,
see,
what's going on.
And people that recognize it, because I saw it, I thought it was great, and I was actually...
I actually really enjoy The Village.
I liked The Village. Yeah.
I actually was a little
but I
upset
saw it too.
To find out when they...
Oh, did the big reveal.
And I didn't catch on to it because I was so invested in the story.
I
wasn't trying to figure it out.
I caught wise to the fact that the creatures in it were just the village elders trying to keep people in line.
I got that, but I
that part I bought into immediately. Yeah. But yeah, the whole fact that it was taking place now, I was like, all right, yeah, that's kind of sucks. But, you know, on the whole, though, I actually really do enjoy that movie. But my biggest disappointment after being super hyped up, super excited about a film, and literally walking out halfway was Silent Hill 2. I had never been so fucking disgusted with a film in my entire life. Silent Hill 1, I went into that movie super excited, sat down in the front row because those were the only fucking seats left, and I watched that movie and I just had a big shit-eating grin on my face the whole way through it. I loved that movie. I'm looking over at my wife and she's got her hands over her eyes. It's like, yes, this is beautiful.
See,
and so
Silent
number
Hill
2,
one.
Number 2 came out and it was coming to theaters. I was like, fuck yes, round 2, here we go. Walked into that and Jon Snow fucking snowed all over my fucking movie. And it was just, it was hot garbage. They took, what the original director did was he sat down and he played the game. So he had a firm understanding of what the fuck is going on. The guy who wrote the second movie apparently just got told by his 12-year-old nephew how the game went and just made a movie off of that. And it was like, dude, not only did they miss so much of what potential was there, they just decided to take a big steaming pile of shit on it, and I yeah, like I said, I walked out halfway. I was like, no, I'm done. Fuck this. This is stupid.
Having played the game and then going to see Silent Hill, I was really unimpressed with
really?
The movie. Yeah. And so when the trailer for Silent Hill 2 came out, I was like, nope.
Yeah, I should have went, no, but I was excited because, again, they took a lot of the great elements from the first game and the second game and kind of married them together. They changed, you know, the main character from, as opposed to Harry Mason, made it into the lady, and, you know, that was fine. I didn't care about that. The daughter situation, the scenario where that was Alyssa, was still intact. You know, Dahlia was still there, and that was intact. So the heart and soul of the game, I felt, was in number one. With a little added twist, that didn't come in until number three, but whatever. Again, I was genuinely happy with the first movie. The second movie, so fucking disgusting.
So let me ask this. There's not a single remake or reboot that you like.
I'm going to have to think on it, honestly, because it technically isn't a remake so much as it's an actual movie as opposed to a made-for-TV movie.
It's still a remake. Yeah, it's, there's okay. something yeah, before it with the same name and the same story, it's a remake.
Well, I agree with Danny, though. Technically, it's not a remake.
Not really.
It's a new movie that's just closer to the story.
Yeah.
That follows the source material better. So, technically not a remake. It was never intended to remake the 1990 movie. But I understand when people do say remake. Cool. That's not where I classify it as. But having another movie that's, you know, having two movies off of the same source material, that movie was incredible, and I am super hyped for it, too.
I'm going to give it up to Lord of the Rings.
Also not a remake.
Ah, there was a cartoon version back in the 70s, homie.
We were like, okay.
That's not a remake.
Yeah, same story. Right. Came out in film, motherfucker.
Spider-Man.
Huh?
It's okay, Dan likes Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, so.
Ooh,
his opinion is invalid.
Ooh. Fuck you guys. Honestly,
since they came out, so I don't even remember.
I'm trying to think of
they were
the
great
remakes.
When they came out, but they're garbage.
Yeah.
Now we're sticking with the horror genre in general.
No, remake.
Just remakes?
Yeah.
Same title, same story, different actors, different director, what have you.
I'm going to have to stew on it a bit because, honestly, I can't really think of that many that aren't, like, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, Halloween.
A list of both.
The new Halloween was good.
Remakes and terrible remakes. See, the new Halloween, though, is not a remake. It's a continuation of the original.
Which is fine. And, again, I'm fine with that because it's a continuation of the story in new context. You give him a new character, a new creature, a new monster, everything, that's fine. Or even a prequel is somewhat acceptable over a remake, in my opinion. So, like, even Rob Zombie's Halloween, which leaves a little bit to be desired.
I'm more
accepting of that than
I am. Story.
I'm more accepting of an origin. Oh, yes, but I'm just saying, I'm more accepting of an origin story, a prequel, than I am of a remake. And it's really hard for me to think of remakes that are out there
There's a movie that I thought was heart garbage and wished I had walked out of.
Huh.
Rob Zombie's Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Should have seen that coming.
I was pumped for that. And from
really?
The moment the credits started, I knew I was going to
Did you watch The Devil's Rejects?
I loved The Devil's Rejects. Ugh. I hated fucking House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yeah, that was garbage.
I hated both his Halloweens. I did kind of dig Lords of Salem.
I haven't seen that.
But pretty much everything
did
else
you
he's
see,
done
did
is
you see
just 31? Shit.
No.
No.
But yeah, and I'm
Bryce,
blanking
do you have
on
a,
remakes.
Do you have a, how about this? Give me a remake that you love and a remake that you just hate.
Let's go. I liked Kong Skull Island over
yes.
the King Kong.
It's not a remake.
Yes.
King Kong was.
King Kong was, but not Kong Skull Island.
That's no. But again, well.
Oh my gosh. So this gets into another issue is what is our exact definition?
That's
because
a gray area.
Remake reboot
is so
broad.
No, no, because
you can
Skull
use
Island
anything.
Was a continuation.
Like, are we just reusing characters or
No, because if you're reusing what's our definition characters, that could be continued a sequel. So a remake has to be a straight up remake, like
a 1-to-1 remake.
Psycho was a remake of the original Psycho.
Oh God.
Gotcha.
So
that was hot garbage.
Okay. For instance, The Hustle with Anne Hathaway and Rebel Wilson is a remake of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Oh yeah, obviously. And that one was one of those things where it's like, I was watching the preview for that and I was like, this is Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. I was like, well, at least they gave it a different name so they didn't get people all but heard about, you know.
They've never come out and said this is original. They've straight up said it's Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Well, that's
Rebel
good.
Rebel Wilson produced it based on the idea that they would be making a female version of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. The Ghostbusters a couple years ago, the all-female, was a remake of the original Ghostbusters. So,
see, in that movie,
there's our parameters.
That movie,
the name doesn't have to be exact, but it has to be a straight up remake of the original. A Star is Born is a remake of a remake of a remake of a remake
of one more remake by a different name.
There's been about five versions of that
movie. Yeah. Yeah.
Funny thing is, I just found two of them as you were saying that.
I know, I'm looking at remakes.
1937 and 1954.
Yep, and then there was another one.
70s with Barbra Streisand.
And then there was Crazy Heart, which is essentially the same fucking story, but with Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, but he tried to pass that off
now,
as an original.
All right, so here I have a question as far as the parameters of remake is concerned. Where does the new Godzilla fall?
The new Godzilla is a remake of... We're talking the 2014 one.
Yes, the actual good one. We don't talk about the 97 Matthew Broderick.
It is essentially...
That one was amazing. Shut your whore mouth.
I watched it shortly after I watched the new Godzilla, and I was just like, oh my gosh, this is not a Godzilla movie, but it's amazing.
Yeah, the new Godzilla.
That
was an angry T-Rex movie.
The 2014
one was way
better. It was so bad that Toho actually... made a new Godzilla movie just so they could destroy that Godzilla. The 1998 Godzilla.
So again, where does the new Godzilla fall? Because
it's a remake of the 1950s Godzilla.
See, but that's not accurate because that Godzilla attacked Tokyo, not U.S. soil. And on top of that, he had no antagonist to fight. He was just destroying.
The story is basically the same.
Until he got blowed up. But that's just it. The story's not the same. It's the same monster, but he's doing something completely different.
Still a remake.
Yeah, but I thought we had to have them doing the same thing.
Oh, you're killing me. Just pick a fucking remake.
He's a pedantic
asshole.
That's
why I asked the question, because you're the one who is nitpicking them.
Hey, I'm just saying, you know. Again, I...
Was Godzilla in it?
Yeah.
Did he destroy a city?
No. He saved one. Oh!
Did he?
Yeah, he did, because as soon as he was done fucking some shit up on that bad guy, he fucked off.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
He fell on, like, three buildings and destroyed them.
It wasn't by his fault. He got pushed into him.
He destroyed the Golden Gate Bridge.
It was in his way.
They were casualties.
So was Tokyo.
He can only limbo
now,
so far,
he was
far,
just destroying
it.
Shit.
His tail stops him from going way back.
Well, at least he doesn't hike up on his tail anymore and, like, fly and kick the bad guy anymore.
We don't know that. We haven't seen him.
I am excited about King of Monsters.
That's exclusive move in the next one. That's all he's going to do.
I swear, if he does that once, I'm just going to start crying.
If he does, I'm suing Dan because he made it happen.
Well, and again...
There's some movie guys going, oh, shit, we didn't do that quick.
Fuck! Get the CGI crew back here.
I got one that you guys will probably find a little controversial. I really enjoyed the Fantastic Four reboot.
The newish one?
Yeah, with Jordan Peterson.
Yeah.
Jordan Peterson.
Okay,
and I really enjoyed
it. I never saw it.
I enjoyed it.
Okay, here's my deal with that, because that is half of a great Fantastic Four movie and half of just the studio panicking because that came out right after Deadpool.
Yeah.
Yep. They did panic, and they did fuck it up at the end. I would say the beginning of the movie was phenomenal, and then they just kind of shit themselves at the end.
I would love to see the director's cut before the studio got involved.
Yes.
Me personally, as far as the Fantastic Four is concerned, I do like the Fantastic Four in general. I love their comic book characters, but I don't know. The movies just, they never quite hit right for me.
See, the last one that they did before, the last Fox one that they did.
Right.
The Silver Surfer. The casting was great, and the story, half the story was amazing.
Gotcha.
The first half, until they got their powers. Once they got their powers, the story just went to shit.
Yeah.
Actually, a little bit past when they got their powers.
Yeah.
It was really good. It was intriguing. It was... But once they got their powers, the studio immediately... Because I guess the original cut, there was not really a lot of fighting in it. And the studio was like, we need a fucking epic battle. We need all this shit. So, and they fucking went in and they rewrote like the last third of
half.
The movie.
Yeah.
And destroyed it.
When are they going to learn that when they do that, they fuck up
the
movies?
The problem is they had the reaction that pretty much every DC movie had up until Wonder Woman. In that Marvel Studios movies were doing really well.
Well, yeah, they were blowing shit up.
And Fox...
Literally.
And what's really funny is because Deadpool was on Fox.
Right.
So why they reacted so badly to their own movie...
Well, correct me if I'm wrong about Deadpool, but wasn't Deadpool actually like... once it actually got fired on, didn't they actually... talk to Marvel Studios to kind of help them kind of polish it up a little bit?
It's very possible, but I don't
know. I don't think so. The Spider-Man they did.
Yes, I know they did that with Spider-Man. Well, Spider-Man's rights got reverted just before Homecoming came out, didn't it?
No, I think Sony still has the rights to it.
Sony still owned Spider-Man, but they started working with Marvel with the Spider-Man character, which
That's
is why
it.
We got him for Civil War.
Yep. Yeah, because Sony had no other choice because they were going to go bankrupt otherwise.
Yeah, yeah, they weren't going to be able to do it with the way they were.
Yeah, and if they had dropped another Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, I'm pretty sure that would have marked the end.
The Andrew Garfield Spider-Man.
Those were amazing. I loved the Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, no, they're really good.
Yeah.
I only
saw the first one.
Into the Spider-Verse was also really impressive.
I'm not exactly sure what the problem was, because so far as I know, the Amazing Spider-Man movies did pretty well, but I don't think they did as well as the studio hoped they would do.
Yeah.
Well, I think a big part of it is when they went to Disney and Marvel to get kind of help, and when they kind of worked out the logistics of it, Marvel wanted a different Spider-Man because they wanted a different character style for the movies.
I think they wanted to go younger because they wanted to focus on the Spider-Man in
the
high
kid.
School.
The kid.
Right.
They wanted the kid aspect.
Which is smart.
And Sony was kind of focused on a more collegiate Spider-Man.
Yeah. The quasi-adult.
The problem, not really the problem, they had really good casting. Andrew Garfield was great.
Oh, yeah.
Emma Stone was fantastic. I love that they went with Gwen Stacy instead of Mary Jane Watson. Sally Field as Aunt May was so believable and so endearing. Amazing Spider-Man was really good. The problem with Amazing Spider-Man 2 wasn't having Electro as the villain was really good. And the fact that they were going stylistically for more of the Ultimate Spider-Man, which was done by Brian Michael Bendis.
Right.
It was fresher. The Spider-Man suit looked more like any Spider-Man suit in movies ever, with the big eyes and Andrew Garfield was really, really lean.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, all of that was working really well. The problem was that they introduced Harry Osborn as the Green Goblin, and they did such a shit job.
Yeah.
So when they did do the death of Gwen Stacy, which was awesome, by the way, and I love the nod, and it was almost exactly like the comics, different location and everything, but you really felt it, but the way they ended it and turned it around, it didn't feel genuine. It felt,
fair enough.
It felt really tacked on. You didn't really feel for Peter Parker going through this.
Did you guys see Into the Spider-Verse?
No. I really don't care.
I'm not going to lie,
okay.
Dude.
I don't think it was as amazing as people have said it is. I thought it was good, but it wasn't amazing.
I thought it was really enjoyable.
People have been raving about it, but honestly, I don't care. And here's why. Miles Morales. I fucking hate Miles Morales.
Is that the kid who played young Beast?
No, Miles Morales is essentially Black Spider-Man. It's
I'm sorry. I hadn't seen it. I don't know much about Spider-Man past Peter Parker.
I'll give you just a really brief rundown on Miles Morales. So Ultimate Spider-Man was kind of like a resurgence of Spider-Man. It was done by a guy named Brian Michael Bendis, who lives here in Portland. And he took on the Spider-Man universe for like 115 or so
issues.
One of the most successful runs of Spider-Man ever. And what they did is they rebooted Spider-Man for modern times. I think it came out in 2000 something. I don't know. Really modernized it and everything, and it was a great run. But Brian Michael Bendis decided, for whatever reason, and Marvel okayed it, to kill Peter Parker. In doing so, he opened up the gate for something he had wanted to do, which was basically an ethnic Spider-Man.
Enter you should Miles really Morales. Watch the movie.
I really have no interest because I hate Miles Morales.
I think you would appreciate it.
No, I really wouldn't. I get that there's so different closed. Universes and everything like that. I just don't care.
Fair enough.
I just don't care.
It's kind of one of those things, too, where it's like with comic book movies, you know, the reboot monster that it has been, you know, mostly from X-Men and Spider-Man. Thank you, Fox and Sony, you fucking shits.
I will argue that Fox's second run with the X-Men movies has been better.
It's been better. It's been a lot better. From First Class until recent, they've done quite well.
Gone eras.
Yes, and they're trying to unfuck the fuckery that was X-Men and X2, because aside from Patrick Stewart, it was hot garbage. I don't care.
Well, and I love that they've included Patrick Stewart in the new...
Oh, why? And Ian McKellen. They had some really great actors in those movies, but those movies were just hot garbage.
My biggest problem with the new run is the characters. The characters aren't aging through the years as they should, because the last one was, what, 70s? No, the last one was 80s.
That was the 80s.
80s, yeah.
70s, but... We're going into Dark Phoenix, and it's supposed to be late 80s, but they still look like they're all early 80s. I mean, there's a lot of inconsistencies, but I will say...
Well, that one's getting good reviews, though, I've seen on Twitter.
Dark Phoenix looks really good.
It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
And it'll be a nice change since Age of Apocalypse was so bad.
I didn't even bother watching that one.
I really wanted to like Age of Apocalypse, but I knew from the trailers they had fucked it up.
Yeah, and especially...
And I went and saw it, and there were parts I enjoyed, but overall...
So, alright, got a question for you now. Kind of a sidebar.
No one has answered my remake love or hate question, by the way.
Because fuck you, you're the only person here who has such a raging hard-on for remakes that you feel necessary to stand on it. Everyone else is like, meh.
He stands on his own hard-on?
He does.
That's impressive.
That big.
He bookmarks it. All right, so my question then, what is your guys' guilty pleasure movie? Like, one movie where you almost are ashamed to say you love it, but you just can't help it because it's just so fucking good. Stupid, fun, whatever, doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be the greatest piece of art.
A guilty pleasure would imply that there's some shame with that movie, and I love every movie that I love unashamedly.
Yeah, I don't have guilty pleasure movies, I have guilty pleasure TV shows.
I have guilty pleasure music.
But you then listen again, to Spice really Girls, don't you, buddy?
What's wrong with Fuck Spice Girls?
Yeah, that's my boy. See, that's why we're homies.
See, anything that I love, I love.
Well, then I get that.
I'm not going to be ashamed about what I love.
Well, let's put it this way. From a film critique point of view, what is the worst done movie that you just can't help but love? Like, I'm talking about shit like Ghoulies. Do you love Ghoulies? It is hot garbage, but you know what? You gotta love it for what it is.
What's Ghoulies?
Oh my god, Sam. Jesus.
Samantha's homework for next week is to watch Ghoulies.
Ghoulies and Troll. Watch Troll.
Oh, Troll is awesome.
Right? But it's such hot garbage. It is a terrible fucking movie from any film critique aspect. Oh god, it is just so fucking wonderful. But it is so bad. That's what I'm talking about, though. It's like from a critique point of view, like the worst done movie, but you just can't help but fucking love it.
Okay, the first one that comes to mind is Trick or Treat.
I love Trick or Treat.
Oh, you're talking the original. Oh, okay.
Are we talking the metalhead? 1980s metalhead Trick or Treat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I saw that for the first time last Halloween, and it was dumb and amazing.
See?
It is one of the – it is a great film trope.
Yeah.
And we talked about stuff that hasn't been – stuff that's not really original.
Right.
If they rebooted that
– Well, didn't they try to do a Trick or Treat not that long ago? I want to say it was like 2009.
Not the heavy metal one.
Well, no, of course not.
That Trick or Treat is an anthology story series, and it's great. I love that Trick or Treat, but it's an entirely different movie.
Right.
Yeah. No, this is the story. Have you not seen the 1987 horror monstrosity with Ozzy Osbourne playing
it's
a preacher?
So bad.
Oh God, that's what that is.
Thank you. Skippy as the hero. Skippy from Family Ties.
Oh, God, it is such hot garbage.
Oh, dude.
Oh, my God.
It is the dumbest thing of dumb. It is everything that was the worst part of the 80s all wrapped up into one fucking glorious movie.
That's fair. Okay.
Okay. For those who haven't seen it, Trick or Treat is the story of Sammy Kerr. He is this mega metal rock star god who's dabbling in the dark arts.
Because like you do.
And kills himself in order to incarnate himself just to get back at the city who told him he couldn't play there, which happened to be his hometown.
Wah, wah.
And everything goes wrong when his biggest fan gets cold feet. And what's funny about it is Sammy Kerr comes back to life by playing a record backwards.
Of course.
And he somehow gets into the electrical system, and he comes out in really bad electrical effects, and it's just... But the guy that got to play Sammy is everything that's glorious about 80s heavy metal. The big hair, the big boots, all the stunts. Oh, it's such a great movie, and the music is badass! And I'm not even being, like, sarcastic about it. The Trick or Treat soundtrack is fucking great.
Nice. Well, the reason I bring it up is Josie and I basically spent the whole weekend inside watching movies, and she brought up watching one of the old movies. Fuck no. And of the movies.
Bryce and Samantha, you don't get to say what your guilty pleasure movie is.
I figured I'd give them time to think. Dick. we were watching a movie called Your Hunter from the Future.
This is the second time on this show you've brought up Yore.
Not going to lie, dude. There's a good reason for it. If you ever want an aged fine cheese. Dude, I might as well be. I'm not going to lie. It's a pretty shameful display.
All this loincloth and oiled up beauty.
The only other movie that I would say ranks just as high is the He-Man movie, Masters of the Universe.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
No, I've got one better.
What you got?
The Barbarians. With the Barbarian
friends. Beautiful. Just
it's
fucking beautiful.
Such hot garbage. And I will watch it anytime I can find it.
Because
it's so goddamn
It's a fine
stupid.
Aged cheese.
What are you doing with my face? It's my face!
Sam, Bryce, what's your guiltiest of dirty pleasures? Movie-wise.
If you don't have one, Bryce, I can go.
Go ahead.
Okay. Still need time to research.
I think I got mine, but I'm good.
I have a couple that, like, they're not great movies, but anytime if I see them on TV, I don't care where they are in the movie, I will watch it. I will stop everything and watch it. One of them is Anaconda.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I fucking love that movie.
Yeah, I'll buy it. I'll
see Anaconda's on. I'll stop and watch it.
Yeah, not gonna lie. Jennifer Lopez in her prime, you know.
Yeah, like Lake Placid. Those two came out around the same time.
Yeah,
I watched both of those movies.
Oddly enough, I think I went to a double feature of Lake Placid and Anaconda.
Yeah, probably.
You know, I think I did too.
They played together all the time.
And of course, Betty White. I hope he eats you motherfuckers alive. Dude, Betty White and J-Lo?
The other night, I was on like a sci-fi kick, and I watched 1982, The Thing. Now, that's not a guilty pleasure.
Nice.
That's
just an amazing movie.
But after that, I watched in 1988 The Blob. It was so bad, it was great.
Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I recently watched that, and I hadn't seen it since it was in theaters.
No.
And I enjoyed myself so much.
Dude, it is fun.
It was so fun.
It is stupid
and
fun.
They're going to remake it. It's getting a current remake.
They're
but the one that, I mean, I loved this movie and it was so terrible. It was The Happening.
The Happening? You know,
I loved that.
There
happening.
Are aspects of The Happening I enjoy, but the grand total of it was kind of hot garbage. But I'm with you on that. I can enjoy that movie, but everybody else I've ever talked to has seen it. Fucking hates it.
It's so bad, but I loved it. I loved it because it was so cheesy. So
yeah.
My picks are done.
All right. I'm going to go with Starship Troopers.
Oh, that is not garbage. That is an amazing movie.
Fantastic movie.
That is a classic.
It's great.
That shit is beautiful.
There is nothing to be ashamed of.
It is. Would you like to know more?
No.
Would you like to know more?
I'm doing my part.
I fucking love that movie so hard.
I can't.
No, I
you
love
have to
that
pick
movie.
Something else. That's not.
Yeah,
nothing
no.
To feel
there's nothing
about.
Wrong with that shit at all. Ever.
Everyone has their own opinions. Go fuck yourself.
hey.
Much like Tobey Maguire, you have no opinion.
And then. So I'm going kind of off of like the popular ratings. I'm gonna go with Spawn. It got really bad ratings, but I
you
fucking
know,
love that movie.
I'm with you. I actually really did enjoy Spawn, and I still do to some degree. But as I've gotten older, and the more I read into Spawn after I saw the movie, the more I was really like, okay, y'all kind of fucked it up. But
I wish that I
the had, heart was there.
I wish that I started reading the comics after the movie.
It was so much better to do it that way.
Yeah, because I was reading the comics before the movie.
Or even better is just don't read the comics.
Yeah, there's that too.
No, and
but
see, here I'm kind of excited because Todd McFarlane got the rights back and he's remaking it.
Yeah, I saw.
So
is he?
Yeah, it's, like, it's his pet project because he never liked what they did.
The only thing that I really liked as far as like casting was concerned of the original 97 movie was I felt the guy they got to play Simmons was pretty spot on. His what they told him to do and how they told him to act it was campy as shit. But I think given the right direction, he would have been a perfect Al Simmons.
No,
I think casting wise they did okay on that movie. It's just there was so much bad with the script. And
John Leguizamo wasn't right as the clown, even though he did a wonderful job. He wasn't right.
We've talked about. Scripts,
oh,
actors,
goodness.
And directors, the trifecta.
That's She-Ra. She wants to talk about her movie.
No one wants to talk about a dog's journey.
A dog's purpose?
She said that one
oh,
was
that
bullshit.
Was it. That movie is bullshit. Love Homeward Bound.
She loves... Homeward Bound is great. Now she loves Best in Show.
Naturally.
Which is an amazing movie.
Yeah.
I see they're doing a Blade reboot as well.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Do you guys see that list I sent you? 121.
I flipped through it.
It's like most of them I'm not okay with. I'm not okay with it. Not at all. They're going to remake The Craft? Fuck you. Fuck all of you.
Oh, come
not
on.
Touch that movie.
You can't touch The Craft.
See, The Craft. Okay, I will hold my opinion on The Craft until I see a trailer. Because
well, a lot of these they're in either in process. Like, who knows if they fall through? Dear God, dog, what are you doing? She's climbing on me.
I didn't
and
hear
it's
that
just
movie.
Like, pay attention
God,
to me.
That's a remake? I didn't know that. I'm going to have to
See,
check out the
I
original.
Think, I think Craft is a movie that suffers for its time. It's very, very 90s.
But you know what? It had such simple, practical effects to it that made
it so
wonderful.
Good.
Oh, I'm not arguing the effects. I'm talking just it's a movie of its time.
Well, you know they're gonna CGI the shit out of it. They're just gonna
that movie
pick
was
it
like
up.
Defined my teenage years.
Right? Who didn't want to be just a little goth in their life after they watched The Craft? Just a little. Some acted on it and some didn't. But you know what? That movie had a point. It's kind of like if you remade The Crow,
which they're doing.
That's on the list.
Oh, come on.
Dude, I know.
Jason Momoa is supposed to star in it too.
No,
who?
That
Jason Momoa.
That's not. They scrapped it.
Okay. Well, I feel okay. Better now. And especially if they were going to give it to the writer of The Crow, the comic book, because after, much like with Spawn, I watched the movie, and then I went back and read the comics. Man, the movie was so much better than the comics, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah, Eric Draven being a whiny little bitch. Not my jam.
No, he wasn't whiny at all, dude. He was fucking poetic.
Eh, whiny.
No, I will fucking argue.
He listened to an album of The Cure and took it personal.
Dude, Gremlins is on the list.
Oh, God.
Even the movie.
Melodrama.
Which means they're going to CGI the crap out of them and it's going to look terrible.
Yep.
Out of who? What?
Everything.
Gremlins.
Gremlins.
Oh, man.
Gremlins has been on the reboot remake list for years. Probably as long as The Crow has been on.
Yeah. And it'll probably fall through, too, because let's be honest.
I do know they're trying again to reboot Hellraiser.
Really?
And if...
Oh, they did already.
No.
They did. Yeah, they recently released another movie.
No, that's a brand new one. It's not a reboot. They're trying to reboot and remake the original Hellraiser.
And but isn't...
The only reason I'm okay with it is because Clive Barker is attached. He's writing...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then it won't necessarily be a reboot.
I'm on board more for that.
No, it's a straight-up remake because of the better technology.
Mm. Yeah.
And he wants he wants it closer to what the book was.
So because the studio basically not the first movie?
The studio got involved and wanted to see more of the creatures.
The exact opposite of the first
which
movie.
Clive wanted too. Clive wants more of the Cenobites, too. And I've actually seen his artwork for the new Cenobites. Like, he did drawings for them, and they fucking look far scarier than the original.
Well, the original were scary for the time.
They were, but, I mean, that's practical makeup effects. You can do practical makeup effects and make them scarier.
Hmm.
There's the technology of practical makeup has not changed.
Well, it's gotten better.
Yeah.
The techniques have gotten a hell of a lot stronger.
It's still pretty much the same stuff. It's prosthetics. I mean, it's rubber masks and, you know, what have you.
Right.
But the... I feel like if Clive is more hands-on and the studio is more hands-off, we're going to get a really dark, more hellbound heart Hellraiser.
Yeah.
I'll be curious to see how it comes about. I would
it's
give that one a chance.
I want to see a reboot of The Crow, but I want James O'Barr involved more.
God, I don't. It's going to be a 45-minute long film of him sitting on a windowsill ledge contemplating the importance of love and death. Thank you.
And what's wrong with that?
I was a teenager once, dude. Been there. Done that.
Well, there's this real easy thing you can do called not seeing it.
Yeah, I know. And that's what I'm going to do. But the downside to it is...
Best movie ever and he'll miss it.
Well, the worst part about it is, though, is it's like when you have... There are better storytellers in the world as we speak who are getting their work out there, trying to get it out there, but nobody's fucking buying it. They're just focusing on, well, this once sold before way back then, so why don't we resell it again? It's like, why don't we give some new writers a chance? One of the reasons why the 80s was just fucking chock full of magic and hot garbage was because they're willing to give people a chance to tell a new story. It might be an old rehash story, but it wasn't a remake of an already pre-established story.
The reason the 80s had so much so much product as far as movies and stories, because it was really fucking easy and cheap to get that stuff.
Yeah, and why did it go back to being that? It's like, start making me some new hot garbage. This is what I live for.
I'll tell you what, buddy. You write a story, you get a camera, you film it, and you sell it to a studio or a distribution service.
They won't buy it.
Exactly my point.
That's my point. Because I'm disappointed that nobody is giving them a chance.
No one's giving them a chance because
upload it
no
to YouTube.
Fucking.
Well, yeah, that's
money
where it is right now. Honestly, the short horror films on YouTube are actually really impressive. There's a lot of them, and a couple of them they actually hold like these championship kind of things where it's basically do your short film, post it up, and it'll get voted on to be the best. And they have all these different fucking festivals for just these, like, 8-minute long horror films. And in that 8-minute time, it's fucking beautiful because what they do...
So you just solved your own problem. If you want,
but there's no major theater.
If you want something original that's never been done before...
No, I just
go
want
to fucking YouTube.
I just want somebody else to tell a new fucking story.
Then go to YouTube.
That's where I go, but I would love to go back to the theaters. I want to go back to the theaters and see a full-length movie.
When it becomes cheap enough for someone to write their story and get a full film crew and all the money it would take to do whatever effects they need to do.
Well, I think you're getting hung up on that. But it's a matter of the one thing I did notice about these short films that are on YouTube was one of them, after winning so many competitions, actually did get a feature length made out of it. And I want to see more of that. Lights Out. Started as a 6-minute long short film on YouTube. It went through the fucking gambit, won all these different awards, and went into full production. But you know what? It was a new story. I mean, yeah, I'm sure. The Monster in the Dark. Ooh, big scary. He only shows up when the lights are off. Oh, well, I'm sure we've heard it before. But you know what? I enjoyed watching that over watching Nightmare on Elm Street, the new one.
You know, another great example of that, of like someone jumping from just doing it at home to it's going to go into a full production, is Kung Fury.
Oh, God.
That is getting a full feature-length movie, and I couldn't be more excited for it.
Wow.
And it's going to look, it's going to have that same look and feel like the half-hour one that's on Netflix.
Fair enough. Well, we're doomed.
Yeah, I really don't. The point.
Well, Little Guy with the Dream.
No, it's awesome.
He just went and did it, and that's awesome.
And I'm okay with that, because honestly, again, I'm more excited about people telling me a different story that has some old tropes in it than somebody telling me a retelling of an old story with old tropes in it.
Well, see, then Bryce is right. If you don't like something, don't go see it. Mm-hmm. What I wanted to say way earlier was I got no problem with remakes as long as they really honor the source material. I don't think the Nightmare on Elm Street remake honored the source material enough. I don't think the Halloween remakes honored the source material enough. However, the Friday the 13th remake really honored the source material. Movie could have been better. I'd say 2 or 3 more drafts before filming. But you know what remake I really enjoyed? And we'll hold up Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
You know,
I agree.
I'll give
I
you
really
that, one.
That one.
The first remake, not
the first
the
one.
Prequel
the
remake that came
hilarious.
Out.
The first one is fucking
garbage.
The Marcus Nispel one, which was the original remake.
Right.
The original one, I can't stand. And anyone who says, oh, it's a masterpiece, is fucking high.
No, yeah.
It is
high. Oh, no, they were high when they watched it and really enjoyed it.
They were high when they wrote it.
But it is fucking hilarious to
watch. That's a movie I had to stop watching. I got about maybe 30 minutes into the original, and I was like, this is shit.
Dude,
I couldn't stop laughing, so I just turned it
so
off.
Bad.
It is a movie full of just screaming and weird camera shots.
Yeah, and just really people overacting the shit out of it. It's just...
But the remake is dark, it's thrilling, it's scary. When
it's got visceralness to it.
It's gripping.
Yeah.
And you...
You sympathize with
you
the victims before they die.
You connect to the character.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we had Arlie Ermey, so, you know. There's that.
That was just, you know,
you want to have a daunting figure? Well, yeah, make him a Southern sheriff and watch your shit just fall.
I had another remake that I was going to bring up, too, that was awesome. Oh, I can't.
Did you guys see the prequel movie, Leatherface?
I've seen every Texas Chainsaw Massacre there is, and I will never forgive myself for it.
As you should.
Except for the remake we were talking about.
Yeah.
The prequel was god awful.
Yeah,
I thought it would be. The previews did not excite me at all.
There was one, and I just rewatched it because there was nothing else on. And it was one of the sequels, and it was, I want to say not the beginning. I think it was just called Texas Chainsaw. I'm not 100% sure. But the plot is this girl inherits the house because her aunt died, and she turns out she's like the long lost daughter. And she is the niece of Leatherface, and part of getting the house and everything is she has to take care of Leatherface.
Okay.
And it's actually okay. Mm. I won't say it's great.
Mm.
I will not say it's great.
Mm.
But there's parts of it that are like, fuck yeah.
Okay. Danny, every time you go, my dog is like, what? Looking at
I'm speaking dog language for no.
She just started going. Now she's laying back down.
The Hills Have Eyes remake.
I didn't like the original, and I didn't like the remake.
The original's awful, but the remake is pretty fucking visceral.
Yeah, it's more torture porn than anything. But yeah. Again.
Are you kidding? When they fucking crucify that guy and burn him? That's not torture porn. That's fucking straight up murder.
Eh. I don't know. I mean,
the second one was awful, but. Left.
You want to hear something fucked up,
yes,
though?
I recently watched that. I watched that again last week.
I haven't watched that.
It was good.
They
and
are
the
remaking
remake I
one
spit on
movie.
Your grave? Pretty good, too.
Fair enough. They are remaking one movie that I really feel. I really feel kind of pissed off about one movie that they've been talking about remaking. Reanimator. I am not happy about that.
I need to rewatch the original. I don't remember it that well.
The original was not that good.
Dude, Jeffrey Combs is a bad motherfucker. I really wish he was coming to Comic-Con. Because he's been in, like, every H.P. Lovecraft-ish made movie. Like, Josie and I were going down the list.
Honestly, I have no problem with a remake of Reanimator.
Is Reanimator the one where where the doctor took the severed head?
Essentially, yeah. Yeah, Jeffrey Combs makes a lime green serum that basically reanimates the dead.
Okay. You know what I'd like to see with Reanimator?
Hmm.
I'd like it as a period piece. I'd like it set when it was originally written, like in the 20s.
You know, that would make it more interesting. And I would give it to that, because at least it would be changing enough of it and changing the context therein. The only thing I would have an issue with is H.P. Lovecraft's inability to give me solid details on shit he didn't understand. So it would be really hard.
On Lovecraft.
I
heard.
He did that a lot, though.
I heard, but I haven't seen any progress on it. But they were supposed to be making... was it at the mouth of madness?
Out the mouth or at the mountains of madness.
Yeah,
because the mouth of madness was actually a really good movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that it came from any other source story. Bryce, do you know anything about that one with Sam Neill? He's an investigator who's trying to find out about the writer Sutter.
That's
Kane.
A Clive Barker story.
Oh, that's it. Okay, yeah, that's the mouth of madness.
Yeah.
So, yeah, At the Mountains of Madness is H.P. Lovecraft.
Yeah.
And I haven't gotten around to reading that one yet, so I don't know much about it. I'd like to see the Dunwich Horror done right.
I came across it as a radio drama. It was done in the 1930s, I think. And it was actually really fucking good. So I wouldn't mind seeing, even if they did a modern version, and especially, in this day and age with the ice caps melting and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They could have a lot of fun with that story.
Oh, dude.
That could be the whole thing. It's like suddenly these mountains in Antarctica are showing up because the ice is melting. Oh, my God. There's a whole fucking society down here.
Right.
Oh, my God. It's Cthulhu's.
Well, so. You know. And again, the student film that did Call of Cthulhu, I think it was back in 2009 or 10.
That was South Park.
No. There's actually a movie out there, Call of Cthulhu, where they actually stayed fairly true to the source story and approached it like reading journal entries and kind of approaching it in the time period. And for being on such a low budget, they actually did really fucking good with telling that story and giving it justice.
You know what, given our time and technology and breakthroughs in medical science, I would not say no to a brand new Frankenstein movie. Set in modern times with all the technology and shit we have now, I think if written well and casted well, I think it could be really solid.
I'd be interested. Was it the I, Frankenstein?
Yeah, that
movie. I like that one. I'd like to see
it
a sequel.
Good, yeah,
I'd like to see a sequel from that one.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed that.
Bryce. I missed it in the theaters, but I saw it on video, and I really liked it. You know, another one I really liked that didn't do well was Dracula Untold.
I love that one.
Fucking solid movie.
You know, I haven't watched that one.
Previews looked god awful, and I was nope.
I'm with you, Sam.
The previews looked terrible, but the actual movie was really
The movie
well
was
done.
Really good.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, maybe I'll have to give it a chance. You're not the first people to tell me that.
Well, and again,
it's like, Samantha, do you remember when we watched Dylan Dog and we both thought it was going to be garbage and it turned out to be really good? It was like that. Dracula Untold had terrible fucking trailers. And I really believe that that's why it didn't do well in the theaters, because the movie itself was fucking
well, and at awful. The time, we had just gotten past, what was it, Dracula 2000?
No, Dracula Untold's really new.
Like, well, that's what I'm saying, though. It's like, the last time we had a Dracula movie
2014.
Yeah, but again, it was one of those things where the last Dracula movie we had was Dracula 2000, and that was just a steaming pile of garbage.
I think, honestly, we're just like...
That was trying to be serious.
The same reason we don't see a lot of zombie movies, we hit our peak.
Yeah,
so
and
if a zombie movie came out today,
zombies in pop culture have definitely hit.
And especially with the Walking Dead series, if someone put out a zombie movie right now, it would tank no matter how.
Yeah, no fair.
Well,
unless it was Zombieland 2.
Well, and yeah,
which isn't the works anyway.
It's coming out next year, this year.
I don't know.
Zombieland 2 is this year, I think.
I need to make an observation that I think was really funny.
October 11th, 2019.
Nice. Okay. Oh, there you go. An observation that's really funny. Danny, you and I had argued earlier that it doesn't matter if a story's been told 1,000 times as long as it's done well. And James was like sort of disagreeing with us.
Mm-hmm.
Now James is saying, I would like to see a new Frankenstein. And Danny's like, no. So you guys have swapped roles.
I think I'm done with Frankenstein the monster. I think for me, it's like when I was growing up, you know, I watched all the black and whites and things like that.
The point I was going to make is the story actually needs to be about the doctor, not the creation.
See, and even that, it's like, I'm done with Frankenstein. I'm done with Dracula.
You watched The Animator, which is essentially fucking Frankenstein.
Well, that's just it, though. Every zombie movie is a Frankenstein movie, just on larger scales.
No.
Reanimated dead people. You're going to argue that?
Not reanimated dead people?
Yeah, because Frankenstein is not... Frankenstein's monster
he's
is not a zombie.
Yes.
And he's multiple
not a
dead
zombie,
people.
Though.
He's alive.
He is dead parts. That are back
did
together
any of you guys
and
watch,
alive. See, now you're nitpicking. Penny Who's dreadful. Fucking nitpicking now, you asshole? Guys,
I
mean,
don't get butt hurt just because you don't have a leg to stand on, Booker.
No,
neither did Frankenstein's monster until he sewed one on.
Obviously.
And it goes to Samantha. Game, set, match, Samantha.
That's the name of the show.
Did you guys see Victor Frankenstein? In 2015,
yes.
The movie.
That was a good fucking solid movie. And
I
that was
not really
good.
James McAvoy really commits to his characters.
He's so good.
Oh. He's amazing.
I remember when that movie was out, but I was
broke as fuck at the time, so yeah, I couldn't play.
When we're done, let me check and see if I've got it.
All right.
If not, I think I got it. I'll try and bring it.
No worries.
For you.
Okay, boys and girls. With that, I think
boys
we're going
to do
before things get too violent.
Fuckers.
Next week,
should have called
we'll
in
get
sick.
Together and we'll talk about... Yeah, you should have. We'll have more conversation.
I'm Danny and I'm sick. Meh.
I'm James and I'm opinionated. Meh.
I don't like remakes. Meh.
I love remakes. Meh.
I do love remakes.
I'm Bryce.
Whore.
I'm Bryce.
Yes, you are, Bryce, and I'm actually really happy that you're back.
Next week, more of this shenaniganery.
Garbage.
Hopefully Danny will be in a better fucking mood.
Hey, I was sick. Fuck you.
Danny is a good title to the show, too.
That's pretty much every show.
Yeah,
oh, we are also on Patreon as
Yay!
Well.
Yay! Yeah, yeah.
www.patreon.com/notanotherpatreon.
And I just re-upped the website, so you've got us for another year.
Woohoo!
Sweet.
Yay!
Sorry. I don't know what you did.
Help us pay for that website.
Seriously. Please. Fucking freeloaders.
We still got to work on the tiers some. We all have to kind of talk about that. I got the first one written, and then the second one's kind of mostly written.
Groovy.
Yeah, we'll get our heads together. Yeah. We'll talk about tiers.
And we got Game of Thrones next week that we're going to talk about, at least this last episode that happened yesterday, Bryce.
No, we're
going to
be talking about the final episode, so everyone watch Game of Thrones.
Watch your fucking show, dude. Have a good night, y'all.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com.
For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.